It's been a wonderful few days around the South Shore. Sure, naturally, just as we all started getting our gardens planted, it has stopped raining. But we know that that will change. And look at the expected weather today. High around 70, and tomorrow, high near 80. Can you guess where I'll be? The spring migration has been delightful this year. I've been sticking close to home, walking trails in Hanover and Norwell every morning without fail, sometimes taking in more than one location on a given day. The sun is up just after 5 a.m., and that's when the wildlife is at its most active. I've run into most of the expected bird species and a few of the less expected ones. Even on the chilly mornings that have started in the 30s, I've tallied about 45 species of birds on my sunrise walks. I've heard green frogs twang and gray tree frogs trill. On my own front lawn, I've found one American toad, three painted turtles, and a 29-inch-long snapping turtle that might as well have been classified as a small dinosaur. Things are going to slow down soon enough, though. Migration shifts from the forest to the beaches in June and July, so when I start my breeding bird surveys in Pembroke and Norwell on June 1st, the woods will be much quieter. For the most part, only the summer residents will remain. So my advice for the next few days and the next few weeks, okay, for any time you hear my voice, is to get out and walk the South Shore. Find the migrating birds today. Check on the spring ephemeral wildflowers tomorrow, like the star flowers that blossomed this week. Walk in memory of our fallen soldiers on Monday. Use any excuse. Breathe the freshest air we've had in decades before we pollute it again, and let nature help heal all that is hurting us right now. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.